So we reached all the way to Unmada, which could loosely be translated as insanity. But simple thing is, Unmada means not being able to be coherent. No. Actually, it begins from there. Unmada. That is one, two, three, four. Fourth one, Unmada. Being incoherent when we are not clear about ourselves. When there is, when we are not coherent in terms of our speech, our action, our thought, our behavior, our interaction with each other. When the condition of our mind, condition of our thought, condition of our speech, condition of our action, that takes away people's trust in us. Actually, that is the beginning point of our insanity. Everything else evolves from there. Unfortunately, due to lack of a clear understanding of such a subtle level of reality, we do not realize that that is the beginning point of our downfall. That is when our body, breath, mind, senses begin to fall apart from each other. That is when a very, very unique process has been inaugurated in our body even. That is when our action, our lungs, our kidneys, our liver, our GI tract, our coal, our skin, they do not function coherently anymore. It's so subtle. Once you realize that your body is not just a physical machine, but rather it's a living consciousness, but rather it is will of the divine in flesh, then you realize that how beautiful is this body and how beautiful is the connection between the body and the mind. Then comes Shakini. Amazing concept. In human body, there are nine chakras, seven very popular. Similarly, each chakra is assigned a Shakti. Lakini, Rakini, Shakini, Dakini, Hakini, and so on. And again, just as I was referring to you last night, that there came a very dark phase in Indian history when people forgot even what these words meant. So today, if you word a, if you say, "Oh, watch out, she's just a Dakini," mean she is just a bitch. She will cut you into pieces and devour you uncooked, raw. She will kill you. She will turn into ball meat, meatball, and I'm just chew, Dakini. No, there is a whole thing behind it. It's an amazing thing. There is a beautiful scripture called Rudra Yamala. Beautiful scripture that talks about all these different Shakti's powers. So that is what this Shakti's are. So now here is Shakini. Rupa Parivrityartham Pasu Sonit Adi Akarshani Shakini. Pasu. Pasu. Pasu means animal. Okay. And who is animal? One who is tied to a rope, one who is in bondage, one who is bound, one who is constantly accompanied by limitations. So you have domesticated animals, and domestication means they are confined to your ranch. If you don't have a ranch, then they are confined to your barn. Sometimes there are small farmers and cattle raisers, you know, cattle herders. They don't have whole barn. They have just a couple of cattle, and they tie the cattle with rope so that this animal is allowed to be only in this much area and not disturb the place over there. But one thing is sure, that animals have a limited space, limited choices, limited range of mobility. That's what makes them animals. Okay. Whether you tie them to a rope, or even if you leave them completely wild, they have very unique range of mobility. Their consciousness does not permit them to explore the new possibilities in life. A rat's range cannot be more than few hundred meters, just hardly 100 meters, hardly few hundred feet. It is in that much range they establish their kingdom. That's where their superiority, inferiority, their survival issues, that's where they are born, that's where they build their castles, that's where they dominate each other and procreate and die. So there is always, that's called limitation. Somehow not being able to see that there is a possibility of expanding one's capacity, and thereby there is possibility of attaining freedom from our limited range of mobility, thinking, speaking, and behaving, that's called being an animal. Okay. And yet, there is amazing phenomena in each of us, whether we are rats, whether we are, very, very, very ordinary, what you call nomadic person from Chad, or let's say Mongolia, or someone ultra-modern, physicist conducting research on astrophysics, here at Harvard and MIT. No matter what we are, and regardless how big is our, how great are the limitations imposed on us, and or how much limitations have been removed, and yet there is one phenomena that is happening that is very natural, that despite our endless limitations imposed on us, there is another force that is always constantly working within us to remove those limitations and provide certain degree of freedom so that we can grow. So that we can grow. There is a force that really struggles hard, helping us, enabling us to grow in most terrible situations and circumstances. That force is Shakini. What is here this definition given? Very beautiful definition. Rupa parivritti artham. You have certain form. Rupa means form. Parivritti means continuous churning, tumbling, reshaping, giving a new shape. Pasu solit adi akarshini. That energy keeps drawing, keeps attracting. The life-sustaining energy from the surrounding, from air, from water, from meat, from blood. Okay. From flesh, from bones. Continuous process of capturing, pulling, and transporting the nurturance is going on. This continuous process at every stage in our life, in every stage in our nature. There is a continuous process of recognizing, capturing, pulling, dragging, transporting the nurturance, the force of nurturance, or that matter that contains the matter in which the nourishment is contained. There is a continuous process to go out there, take it, transport it to the place where it is most, you know, urgently needed. So this is going on, and by the virtue of this process, our rupa, our form, our shape is our form is constantly changing. From the day of our birth all the way to the day of our death, there is continuous change. And that change means change in shape, size, color, form, you know, all this called change. Anything that distinguishes the existence of this moment from what existed in the previous moment or what will exist in the next moment, that's called change. It's continuously going on. And the force that enables that thing to happen is called Shakini. When this goddess is not happy, she is a terrible demoness. When she's happy and friendly, she's a goddess. Haven't you seen yourself? There are times when you are just like, literally, you are a living God. You are so generous, so kind, so loving, so giving, so selfless. And the level of your self-sacrifice is limitless. There are times, same very sacred in you becomes so unsacred, so wild, and so beastly. No. That can create, you know, terror. No. Here you have so much love. No, there are times when you read,